It's fall, and I know what you're thinking, the basic stuff, apple picking, pumpkin picking, but there's a lot of other things in Connecticut you should be doing. Start 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Jonna Kaplan is joining us. She's a blogger and the author behind thesizeofconnecticut.com. She knows about all the hidden gems here in the state.
Yeah, I mean, the last time you were here, you turned me on to some really cool stuff. I would have never known that old prison was up there with the copper mine right by the airport. Now every time I drive by, I'm like, I'm pulling in there.
Right.
Well, I hope I have some more stuff today that will send you out exploring.
Especially now in the fall. Like, there's so much to do, but I feel like you always do the same exact things. You go apple picking and you call it a day, right?
Pumpkin patch, corn maze. But I took a quiz once called How Basic Are You? And I got only 15% basic. So I feel like I can give you some non-basic fall activities.
Wow. How do we take those tests better, you know?
Right.
Because I take those tests on everything and I'm like, oh, please be this cool animal or please be this thing. Like, trying to find the hidden meaning of myself, I'm always the most bland, Anna Zapp. How's that possible?
You're basic, that's why.
Stop it.
All right. So what's the one non-basic fall thing we can do in Connecticut?
So we all know basics go to Salem, Massachusetts for witchy things, but a lot of people don't know Connecticut had its own long history with witch trials that started 45 years before Salem's and went on for a much longer period of time. So there's a number of places you can go in Connecticut to see sites associated with those events, and they're not huge money-making tourist attractions like in Massachusetts, but they're still interesting and they're nice places to go in the fall. So the first town is Hartford. If you go to the Old State House, which is an interesting museum all on its own, that's where a lot of the people executed on suspicion of being witches were hanged publicly.
So wow.
That's a creepy thing to imagine.
I didn't know.
And right down the street from there in South Green, that little green there on Main Street, Hartford, is where the witches were said to gather and do their secretive witchy things.
Well, I can feel that. I mean, if you've ever tried to park around there, actually makes much more sense. Right.
The witches are taking all the parking up in Hartford.
Right.
When you go there, so you go to the Old State House, is there anything to commemorate these witches in the trials?
Not in that location, but there are a couple other places, like in Windsor near the town green. There are two commemorative bricks to two victims who were executed at that time. One of them is the first woman to be killed in Connecticut, but in the whole new world for being a witch. We have that distinction here.
What do you do with the brick?
Bravo us, right? Well, you hit somebody with it. Hit a witch over the head with it.
Those like sidewalks where they have the commemorative bricks, the memorializing people who have died or whatever. So it's one of those. But Windsor is also just a really nice, it's Connecticut's first town. So historic downtown, just a nice place to go in the fall, as is Wethersfield, which is closely associated with actually a fictional witch trial from the novel The Witch of Blackbird Pond. I don't know if you've read that, but it's a really popular YA novel. It's been around for a while. So Wethersfield was home to some real people who really were executed for being witches and who really were tried for being witches. But if you go there, there's a very creepy house. It's called the Butthole Williams House.
The Butthole Williams House.
Butt off.
Right. I don't think I can say that on the air. Can I say that?
You just said it twice. Right. It's all right. It's a real thing, so you can say it. Butthole House in Wethersfield. It's awesome.
What is it really called?
It's called the Butthole.
Butthole. Okay.
Butthole.
It's the Butthole.
It's the Butthole, man. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I'm like a 5-year-old. Okay.
Like Rudolph. Right. But it's Butthole.
Butthole.
Butthole Williams House. And they do tours of this house because it was the inspiration for the setting of that novel. So if you go to Old Wethersfield, it's also just one of the prettiest towns in the state in general.
It's very nice.
Looks really nice in the fall. There's a lot of beautiful old homes with decorations and everything. But if you've read that novel, you can walk around and kind of get a sense of that whole scene and how that would have been.
Really cool. And especially because now it's creepy time, all these creepy fun places.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there's creepy, if you people are into Connecticut witchcraft and witch trial history, there's a Facebook page called CT Witch Memorial where they post a lot of like events. I know there's a graveyard walk coming up at the Ancient Burying Ground in Hartford, lectures, book talks, all about that if people want to learn.
That is so cool. We're going to have more with Jonna Kaplan from thesizeofconnecticut.com. How do you make this fall less basic for you and your family? It's coming up on Star 99.9. It's fall in Connecticut, and that means you're probably doing a lot of basic things. Apple picking, pumpkin patch, corn maze, but there is a lot more to do here. Jonna Kaplan, she's the author of thesizeofconnecticut.com. We've talked about places that we could go in Connecticut that have a rich history in witches, but what else can we do that's not so basic?
Okay, so we know that basic. People like their pumpkin spice lattes and their apple cider donuts. One thing you can do instead that's not quite so basic is to go get ice cream, because Connecticut has a ton of great ice cream stands, and we think of them as a summer tradition because they're seasonal, but that season actually extends into the fall, at least through the end of October, and a lot of them do special fall and winter ice cream flavors. So a few of those that do those fall flavors, Ferris Acres in Newtown, Salem Valley Farms in Salem, that's Connecticut Salem, not Massachusetts Salem.
Right.
Tall Meadow Farms in Simsbury, Collins Creamery in Enfield, and the Yukon Dairy Bar on the Yukon campus in Stores.
Which I've heard a lot of great things about. But when I, Jonna, when I
just
go
just don't leave your ice cream unattended, because you know those college frat guys.
You know what they'll do.
Got to watch out for them.
Absolutely. If I order the apple pie ice cream at the place, because I do that at a place near my house, does that make me basic?
I think it's okay to be a little bit basic.
Right. Okay. I mean, that's the thing. You're saying basic like it's terrible. Basic's all right, but you want to level up. That's what we're doing here. We're leveling
up. Right. We're just not being too extra basic. That's
right.
It.